Radio.
One of the good things about being an uncle is that I get to spend a lot of time with my nieces and nephews, and it's also good to give them back at the end of the day. But the other thing you notice is that from a young age, children know how to start to negotiate. They'll say things like, if I can eat all my dinner, Zeal, will I be able to get a treat afterwards? Or if I clean my room, can you take me to the park? The trend doesn't stop there, however. As they grow up, and I think as people enter the workforce and go into business, the question always remains, what do I get? What are my conditions of work? What benefits come with my job? But if you look at today's readings, you see something different. Ruth's commitment to Naomi and Jesus' command to love God and neighbour are not about what we get or what even we feel. In fact, Jesus' model for relationship turns that idea on its head, and the question becomes not what can I get, but what can I give? Mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law are not always the best of friends, and we know that. Add racial and religious differences to the mix, and it becomes one of the most complicated arrangements and relationships that we can have. But in this long ago and faraway place, Ruth left her family, her homeland, and even her faith behind to commit herself to the care of someone who had just suffered the loss of her husband and both her sons. Later in this story, we will see how Ruth's decision to stay with her friend transformed Naomi's bitterness to rejoicing. Ruth caught the attention of Boaz, and it was only a matter of time before Naomi was holding her grandson in her lap. In Jewish law, this is even more significant, since it meant the continuation of her husband's name and of his family line. And that name and line are vital to the history of Israel. Ruth had the honour of becoming great-great-grandmother to King David. In his inaugural Mass earlier this year, Pope Francis said that looking upon every man and woman with tenderness and love is to open up a horizon of hope. It is to let a shaft of light break through the heavy clouds. This is what Ruth did for Naomi, and is what God invites each one of us to do as well. Every time we express love or kindness or even compassion, we spark hope in another person. So today, let's make a special effort to look at the people around us that we love. Our choices can change history in ways we might never know or imagine. Lord, teach us to love all the people you put around us with all my heart. Amen.
Radio.org.au.